Oh, this could be a mistake. Whoa, boy. Jamalama. Frambosia samosa. Oh, here we go. Not paying any attention at all, but it doesn't matter because the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the doop-a-doop-a-doop-doop Dubious Goals, the Dubious Goals Committee. Okay. What am I doing? Where are we going? What's happening? All right, hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm, among many other things, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and slept kind of weird, but kind of okay. Woke up a little bit sore, good now, except my back is still a little stiff, and so it was decided that I would go outside and walk around, because we have another very sunny, absolutely clear skies, warm day. It's creeping up. It's 52 degrees. It's 11 degrees, maybe almost 12, and it's just going to get warmer. They're talking 22 today, and that's about what it was yesterday. I did go out and run around and do some stuff yesterday, but I don't know. I don't remember where I was or what I was doing. I vaguely remember going to the creek. I was in the creek for a while. That was fun. Oh, there's a dog up here. Hi, doggy. Well, hello. Oh, my goodness. Hi. Oh, it's okay. Okay, come here. Come here. Oh, you, it's a good doggy? Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. I like dogs. Yeah, see, everything's fine. Yes, hello. Oh my goodness, hi. Hi.
Yeah. New person,
that's cool, that's cool. Alright, so we have Happy Dog enjoying a day out in the park. Because that's where I am today. I'm out at Somerset Park. There's a couple guys walking their dogs, and this guy is golden. Is he a golden retriever? He's very interested in me. And very threatened by my presence. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, that's where I am. Because it's a nice, beautiful, warm day and everything. Hi, buddy. Hi. Come on. I got the dog sniffing my hand now. Yeah, who's a good buddy? Okay, so I'm out at Somerset Park. It's going to get warm today. It's very still. There's a very slight breeze, but nothing gusty. And so we're just walking along. And I'm approaching that bridge. That footbridge that I like so much. That allows us to overlook the confluence of these two creeks. And that's nice. And let's look the other way. And, yeah. Oh, but yeah, suddenly I'm remembering what I saw down in the creek yesterday. Two ducks, two mallards, a mallard pair. And I hear geese. There's geese overhead. I hear a woodpecker overhead as well. Wow, I can see those geese. They're way up there, and there's a lot of them in a giant, very unsymmetrical chevron. That's got to be 60 geese. There's like six on one side of the V, and then at least 52 on the other side. Lopsided. Lopsided. So yeah, what else did I do yesterday? I thought about doing a lot of stuff, but didn't. I don't know, something, yesterday I wasn't feeling super motivated. I wasn't tired necessarily, I was just lazy, I didn't want to really do anything. I don't know what my problem was yesterday, but I did talk myself into going up to the bar. Wasted a lot of gasoline for no reason other than to go up and to see what was Craig was doing. Go up to the bar. So I drove up to the bar. And see, I know he's working on the video wall, so that's really why I wanted to go up there. I go up there. And it's kind of weird because, well, because I get there and it's still light. Okay, right? For the last X number of months, every time I go up there, I got to go up there in the dark, right? Oh, there's that cat across the little creek, that white cat that we always see up here in the little foresty bits. He's on a log. He's stalking something. He's very focused. Yeah, so, okay, white cat is out here today. That's good. He's prowling. He's feeling it. He's feeling his ancestral DNA. He's prowling along the logs, stalking wildlife. Right, so I go up to the bar. And I go over to the music side, and Craig is sitting there at the bar, at the small window. Right, and he's like, hey, and I'm like, hey, na 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 na, and blah 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 blah, and we're talking about all kinds of the stuff that we talk about, and that's always fun. Just had some bicyclists buzz by me. I think I'm walking on the wrong side of the path as I work my way up here to the traffic bridge. Okay, I know where that woodpecker is. It's right up there. That's awesome. Because we got that reverb off the bridge. Sound really rat-a-tat-a-tatty. That's very cool. Alright, who's under the bridge today? Nobody is under the bridge. Remember that one time? There's a heron stand right there. Also, I'm noticing that there's a fire hydrant in the little forest right over there. It's a strange place, but strange things happen. Okay. Let's walk out to the known marmot zone. We gotta start paying attention for dudes. We gotta start looking. We gotta find some guys. Because it's false spring around here, and it's messing things up. We've got trees that are budding. I've seen flowers popping up out of the ground. This is very strange. This early in March. But so anyway, I go up to the bar. Craig's there and he's working on the video wall, right? So the big panels that were on the back wall were down, but all the big panels for the sides are up. Yeah, he's permanently mounting everything now. You know, before the video wall was just sort of leaning up against the back wall of the bar, but now it's going to get mounted so it sits perfectly flat up against the wall. And not only that, the two walls in the stage area, the two walls of the stage already have their video walls set up. So now we've gone from, you know, video wall that was cool leaning up against the back wall to now three-sided video wall that you can hang around in. And the sun's hitting my back. Anyway, it's very awesome. It's not done yet, but it will be shortly. All right, I got sun beating down on me, and I'm wearing my light jacket. And yeah, I didn't really need to put it on, but the reason I put it on was to have pockets. Because I am carrying the camera, You know, just in case, in the event that we run into some dudes, in the event that we run into some Matis. We're looking for Matis today, and I'm in the direct sun with a coat on. Yeah, so anyway, I was up at the bar for a while, and when I left, it was still light. It takes me a long time to adjust to the time change. We just had the time change. The big daylight savings time change was last week. Still not accustomed to it. Still messing me up. This is what causes me to sleep weird and do weird things and nah. Oh, my lower back is weird. All right, I'm kind of just going to stop for a second. Look. Huh, I want to get into there more. See, that's where... Can we waltz right up into this foresty bit? Not really. There's too much undergrowth. Too much crap. So yeah, after the bar, I just came home. And I did mess around with some synth stuff, but I didn't really make any progress other than to come to the conclusion that I really don't need Florian for this. For a couple of reasons. It's one extra thing to carry. And this is how I sort of came about this thought. The patch that we've got going for this thing is actually pretty simple, and it doesn't use a lot of the fancy schmancy stuff. And so, in a way, if you know what you're looking at, the synth looks kind of bare, because not a lot of stuff is being used. So, I think the first thing I'm going to do is remove Florian from the equation, because his job can be taken by some other stuff that's already in the rack. You know, why haul the entire rack and Florian when we can just use everything in the rack and not have to haul an extra thing, right? Right. So that'll happen. And I'm also thinking about, you know, I've got to do this for 3 hours. So I'm thinking about how can I evolve this halfway through or sometime through the show. I need to set this up so that there are some easy parameters that make significant enough changes to make people think they're hearing a different thing. Or, you know, to change it enough to... Yeah. So that's what's been going through my head a lot in the last few hours. And now we're approaching the big long footbridge, which goes under the interstate. And there's lots of traffic. They're zipping around up there. All right, and this is where we saw that marmot that one day. He was down in here, running around. I'm looking at logs. Marmots like to hang out on logs. Not seeing anything yet. Everything is just a shade of brown. Which is really nice if you're a marmot, because then you are well camouflaged. See this, look at this trail right here. This has got Mati Trail written all over it. Alright. Oh, kind of getting sore. That's okay. Keep moving. Alright, so we got Oh, we have a bicyclist on the bridge here, coming my way. I'm looking down into the creek where we've seen our scratty friends, and I see nothing. Where are the dudes? Wait, what's that unusual lump over there? No, that's nothing. Oh, and I'm reminded of something else that I saw yesterday when I was driving around. Well, unfortunately I saw a dead skunk. Well, it wasn't unfortunate that I saw it. It was unfortunate that he was dead. He was in the street, got hit by a car. Remember, skunks are fearless. Skunks aren't afraid of traffic. Skunks are very well aware that everybody is gonna run away from them. That is their defense. But that's not how cars work. And that's how skunks get hit by cars. The upshot to this is that, you know, well, we have skunks. There are skunks running around somewhere. And me, I'm just running around under the interstate here, looking for anything. Looking for anything, looking for anybody. Oh, come on. Where's all the dudes? On a day like today, I would expect them to be out. I would expect every animal to be out. It's warm. It's a beautiful day. There is not a cloud in the sky. But I need to take this jacket off, because I am starting to sweat. This is probably not a good sign. So I'm going to start moving back from whence I came. This ain't good. And now I'm walking into the sun. So I'm going to put my sunglasses back on, which hinder my vision, which hinder my dude spotting vision. All right, but still, I get a better angle on this area from here, so keep looking. Keep looking. Where's all my damn mutties? I mean, there should be log. There should be mutt sitting on that log. Look, that log is in direct sunlight. They could just sit there and go, ah, the sun. Because that's what mutties do. Just not doing it today, I guess. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Alright, we've left the bridge. I'm still looking down into that area, though. Yeah. Maybe I need to stop walking around. Well, we gotta walk for another 15 minutes just to get back to the car. Okay, great. So what am I doing today? Trying to think of what I'm supposed to be doing today. Well, hopefully I'll hear back from the place, from the venue, about their weird, their document that they want me to sign that I can't seem to figure out how to work it. And I should probably think about the synth stuff a little bit more. What am I going to do? How am I going to fancy this up? How am I going to do this, that, the other thing? Oh, it sounds pretty good. I was testing it out last night in the dark. And I like it. It's a little simple and kind of dumb. And how fast are people going to get sick of it because it's such a simple, dumb thing? Well, that's the thing, though. This isn't one of those performances. This is one of those things where people are going to be strolling through. So you'll have a few people come in, then they'll leave, then different people will come in and then leave. So it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be much, but there will be returning people. There will be people who, you know, they come through and then they go out and do something else and they tell their friends, oh, did you see that weird synthesizer guy? What? What are you talking about? Oh, come on, I'll show you. You know, we're going to get some of that. All right. The guy who was following me turned around when he saw me turn around. And he's walking along up here. How sus is this guy? What's he up to? Dunno. But anyway, man, I'm walking directly into the sun. This is not a good thing. Well, actually, it probably is. I mean, this is how you... I do see red. I'm changing colors. No, this is not... sunburn. This is me overheating. Okay. This ain't so great. Yeah, this is the type of danger day that sneaks up on me pretty quickly. It's much too hot for me to be out, especially after, well, you know, I'm just not acclimated to the warm weather yet. And that takes a while too. But the funny thing is my body's going to flop over into heat mode. And then we're going to have another blizzard at the end of March. It has happened plenty of times in the past. You know, this weather isn't that unusual. This is typically atypical of the weather of where I live. It's supposed to be the middle of winter. But it's not. But I'm sure it will be tomorrow. You know, stay tuned. Just you wait. You'll hear reports of exactly how cold it gets. Ugh. I'm not feeling any other symptoms yet, though. Although my hands are breaking out. My arms are starting to... Getting kind of nervous. But the good news is when I get home, I've got some yummy pizza to eat. Some yummy leftover pizza. Ah, that'll be nice. Don't have to think about making any food today. Yay! Oh. And, yeah. Hello, Urticaria, my old friend. No, cholinergic urticaria got me down. Okay, Tobe, just keep on moving. But don't rush. Don't rush. And suddenly, for some reason, I'm reminded of Stephen Sassafras VI. Yeah, you know, we all have our guilty pleasures. And you, my committee, are perfectly well aware of some of the stranger guilty pleasures that I have. Well, I have this other one. Is this a new one? I don't know. But... okay, we're going back under the bridge. I'm going to take my sunglasses off. Going to have to put them back on again. Anyway... I've been watching this channel on YouTube, and it's strange, it's nerdy, it's a little cringe, it's a little awkward, but I can't stop watching it. There's something about it. And what is it called? I think the channel is called EMC Productions. EMC being the initials of the guy whose channel it is. Apparently his name is Eric Carr. And he's a drummer, not to be confused with Eric Carr, the drummer for Kiss, who, if memory serves, is dead. But no, EMC Productions. This guy, what an interesting character he is. What is this up here? I thought this was mushrooms and stuff. No, of course it's not. Hence my confusion. Looks like somebody just dumped some orange peels. All right, so this guy is a drummer. But he's not any old drummer. He's not a rock and roll drummer. No, he's a drum corps drummer. And not only is he a drum corps drummer, he's like the most hardcore drum corps drummer I've ever come across. From the time he was a child through high school, always in the drum corps. Goes to college. He's in the drum corps. And then he decides to join the Marines so he can be in their drum corps. And he gets out of the Marines and he starts teaching drum corps at the high school level. And then he starts teaching drum corps at college. Anyway, all of his videos are about being in the drum corps. And or by extension, being in the marching band. Okay. Pure nerdism where I come from. Okay. But on the other hand, I do appreciate drum corps. And when I was a kid, every year I got dragged to a drum corps competition that took place here in town called Drums Across the Midlands. And I got to see various marching bands and drum corps at a lot of different skill levels. And so I sort of developed an appreciation for drum corps. Not marching band. Oh no. I'll remain as disrespectful to marching bands as possible. But, you know, drum corps is tolerable. And so all this guy's videos are about drum corps stuff and or teaching drum corps. And he's taken it far. I mean, he's got a series of comedy drum corps shtick where he's got his own fictional high school and they have a rival and he plays all the parts and multiple split screen types of effects and he plays all the drum parts. And this is kind of the fascinating thing about it. And he has all these characters who are the kids in the drum corps at the high school drum corps, Carmen Heights. Or did they go to Carmen Valley? I forget. Doesn't matter. It's all fiction. It's fun fiction. But it's all kind of a little dumb, a little bit cringy. But that kind of is what makes it great. Because then there's all the technology is good. He's using video technology and doing cool shots and doing wacky stuff. And to make a long story short, Stephen Sassafras the Sixth is one of his characters, his most lamest nerd nebbish character. And this kid plays the flub drums. If you're not familiar with the concept of flub drums, maybe I shouldn't tell you. Maybe I should direct you to this guy's videos. But let's just say that anybody in the know does not respect flubs or flub drum players. But this character, the ultimate nerd slash nebbish, he's real proud to be a flub drum player, and he even claims to be the captain of the flub drum section, which is hilarious to me. I don't know why. It just is. It's complicated. Do you have to be a musician to understand it? No, it's just power nerdism. And you know all about that because you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and this is Over.